You're listening to Midday Music here on 91.3 WISO and Novaphonic.fm. Good afternoon. I'm your host, Evan Miller. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Live music for you on this still snowy Thursday here in the Miami Valley. A band from Columbus, Moviola, coming to Blind Bob's later in Dayton this evening. And while they're in the area, making a stop now at WISO Studios. Thanks, y'all, for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
What do you want to start with a tune, and then we'll talk a little bit?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, it's Moviola right here on Midday Music.
Questions might be tough, but please be honest, and we'll just press on. Plead your case and then move along, 'cause before you know it, we'll be gone, and that's just tragic. Big crash test, and everybody gives their second best, but can we just give it a rest and stop the screeching? 'Cause there's one last chance to be the lonely loser at this dance, and never ever get a second glance at understanding.
Moviola right here on Midday Music on WISO and Novaphonic.fm. Tell me about that song now that we've heard it all the way through.
Greg, you wanna?
It's just a song about the some state of the world things. But
it's called Questionnaire. It's off of our new record, Earthbound.
Yeah. Thanks, Ted.
Which we've been playing here.
When we appreciate that.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah. Let me get the reverb off your voice here. There we go. Now we all sound like
humans.
like normal people.
There we go.
Sure.
I have the our little CD copy that I made in front of me that tells me when it came out back in August of this year.
Yeah.
How have things been since the record came out?
Good. good. You know, a label out of Kingston, New York, called Dromedary, put it out. And, you know, we played a little festival over there in the Hudson Valley to kind of kick it off and have a record release. And, like, Yola Tengo played and a bunch of other bands. It was really super fun. And
is that the Woodsist Fest?
No, it wasn't Woodsist. It was just called the Dromedary Drom Fest.
Okay.
It's in Catskill, New York.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you know, and ever since then, it's been, you know, we've put out a lot of records over the years. We've put out 11-ish records on various labels. And this one's been fantastic. It's been a great experience, and folks seem to like it. And we put out a bunch of videos, and Jake produces videos for us. And, you know, it's been going really well. And we're actually playing some shows. Like, you know, the world has turned upside down, and we're going out and playing some shows on the road. And we've played over the Midwest the last couple of weekends. And then we're going to the East Coast in February. So we're really excited. It's just been a really great experience thus far.
Is playing shows a little out of the norm these days, I'm guessing?
Well, I don't know. I think for us, yeah, you know, we had many, many years where we just didn't go out and play shows like, you know, you would think maybe a normal indie rock band or whatever would go out and play. And we just, you know, for a million different reasons, we never kind of, we would play shows in New York and Chicago when folks asked us to play, mm-hmm, and play with them or open up for them. And we played some really amazing shows, but we never really did like concerted touring, because we all have kids and, you know, and jobs and you know, for a thousand different reasons. And I think it just, you know, now we're at a point in our lives where we have the ability to go out and play a little bit more, and it's awesome.
Great.
And there's four of you here now, but five of you total in the band. I mean, the more people you get in the group, there's, you know, variables stack up on why touring is complicated very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, we recorded a lot of the music on the record remotely, sharing files and doing it in different locations. One of the band members lives in Brattleboro, Vermont, and has been there for over 20 years. And so we've included him in the latest recordings and that kind of thing, and just driving up there and popping a mic on to him and getting him to do his stuff, and then bringing it back to Columbus and mixing it in.
Yeah, I see you have it listed on the spots you recorded this record alongside Columbus and Brooklyn. Where were you up to in Brooklyn doing this,
Jake?
What was I lived in Brooklyn not this past year, but the previous 2 years.
Okay.
When we were mixing this record, that's where a lot of it was happening. I'd come back to Columbus and record with these guys, and then I'd drive up to Brattleboro when I was in New York, because Scotty was 4 hours away from the city. So I've done the mixing of the stuff for the last few records, so that's where most of it happened.
Can you deduct mileage with the label for all the driving you have to do? Yeah,
there are no deductions. I don't believe it.
Except I'm a freelance video producer guy is my job, so I write off all the stuff, you know, call it my video business.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Hopefully the IRS is
take note, people in bands, take note. You got to take the...
No, it's legit. I just do little bits of music for my videos.
Yeah.
You know? So it's...
Are you back here in the area these days, or still based out there?
I'm between. I'm about to go to New York for half the month next month. There's just a lot of video work there, of course. So
yeah.
I keep going back where the fun stuff is, you know.
Well, we're happy you all are here today.
Thanks for having us.
Playing at Blind Bob's later this evening. When's the last time you've been out this way?
It's been a
we
long time.
We played at Antioch.
Yeah. We actually played, you know, right across the way in Antioch, and Ted and I were talking. We couldn't remember the actual year.
Was it with Dub Narcotic?
Dub Narcotic Sound System, which
that's
Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, Calvin Johnson's thing.
K Records.
And, whoa.
That was many, many moons ago, I'd say, like
96, 97.
Yeah.
30 years ago?
Yeah. It was like up in a... You know, it's like the cafeteria, I want to say.
It was like a multi-purpose room.
But it was awesome. And, but yeah, for a million, I mean, we played Cincinnati a bunch, and we played in Cleveland a bunch. And, you know, obviously Columbus, but for whatever reason, we never played in Dayton, and you know, we're going to change that tonight. So
it's a bucket list item.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. The entire Gem City should be, you know, on notice. Yeah. They need to turn up just to.
Well, and Dayton's friendly to this sort of thing too.
Yeah,
there's a few bands that have come from Dayton. I think I've heard.
Yeah,
a couple few.
That show here on campus, there's probably somebody or somebodies in town that I'm sure were there and remember it. There's a lot of Antioch folks still floating around here.
I mean, Calvin Johnson used to, obviously, with Kay, there was a whole sort of DIY network, and they would just set up shows in cafeterias or, you know, rec centers or...
Oh, yeah.
Or...
VFW halls.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Not typical, like, rock clubs or bars and stuff like that. And so I don't know how we, you know, someone just asked us a couple weeks before that if we would play, and we were like, hell yeah. So I just remember it being a great memory, and we had a blast, but that's the closest we've ever gotten to Dayton. So
all sorts of interesting things have happened on this campus. The first ever bluegrass concert on a college campus was here at Antioch.
Wow.
There's a great bootleg of a Dead Kennedys show from the 80s that one of our hosts booked that the cops broke up, and nice. Thank God somebody preserved it. And I think it's on YouTube if you want to listen to it. It's great.
Check that out.
A lot of great monologuing from Jello Biafra in it. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the Dead Kennedys, although I guess we could if we wanted to. But could I bother you for another song, perhaps?
Sure.
Yep.
Jake's going to sing this one?
Yep. This one's called Sittin' off the new record.
It's live music from Moviola right here on Midday Music.
Grouchy and green eyed, still wondering how I wound up at ringside, featherweight, middle brow. Might be sitting in these bleachers, but I'm already gone. Wake me up when there's some bone to bite down. The latest model, but these are highway miles. Been under a bottle, up and down the aisle. Might be sitting on this bar stool, but I'm already gone. The Gospel of St. John. I went out on that ice 100 times. It was always good and cold. Sometimes you just can't tell. Sometimes it just won't hold. Went down to the Smokies through Gatlinburg and built myself a cabin where I can be heard. Might be sitting on a mountain, but I'm already gone. When we reach the Parthenon,
Moviola here on WYSO and Novaphonic.fm. Before I let us continue to get carried away once again, I'm admittedly always so bad at this. Can I get a...
That was my bad.
Sorry.
Sounded cool with the reverb, though. Yeah. Can I get everybody to introduce themselves? Take a little scan across the band here.
I'm Jake.
I'm Ted.
I'm Greg.
And I'm Jerry.
Four out of the five members of Moviola here today. Something that that you all told me before we got on the air, and the reason that you all have mics, which is not always typical when we have a whole band in here, is that all of you sing, and you trade lead vocals across all the tunes. How did you come to that arrangement? I mean, that's not unusual. I mean, like the Beatles did that, but it's not typical, though. So how did you come to that kind of style of band songwriting?
Over 30 years.
Long time working on it.
Like, at first, a couple of us had to do all of it, and then after a while, it's like you got to divide the
labor. I want in, too. Yeah.
But everyone has really come along as a songwriter, and we have this, we kind of see it as a songwriting collective kind of thing, you know, where we can write songs within this context, help each other make them a reality. It's just become a really fun part, and doing three-part harmonies, all that's become more and more interesting to us. So it's just evolution of doing it forever, I think.
Do all five of you ever sing?
Sure.
All?
Yeah.
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 You can get in some real fancy stuff.
We usually cut it off at three harmony parts, and then so a couple people will be unison within that.
Once you get more than three, it's like barbershop.
Yeah.
Territory. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you're like making pet sounds over over there.
Well.
Yeah. Which I mean, hey, you know, not a bad thing to spend some time on.
Yeah, that's a good goal.
Yeah.
We're more on the roots side of things, probably.
Right.
So when you end up putting a record together, I mean, is it just kind of whatever songs coalesce at the time, or do you try to keep it relatively even between everybody? I mean, it's, you know, everybody's song writes a little bit different, so.
Yeah, I think everybody contributes ones, and it always seems to balance out that it's about the same number of songs or something. Sometimes it, you know, goes a little in either direction, but. Yeah.
We take a while to make the records, I would say. So by that point, we can get a couple songs from everybody. But we try to, you know, it's not just to be democratic. It's they've all got to hold up, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody gets to voice opinions about everybody else's song.
I think
and
we
make
all,
corrections. And
it seems like we all feel like doing it this way, you bring a song into this group and it comes out a better song. I mean, that's the real thing, is using that collaboration to make the thing as good as it can be. And I appreciate writing them in this context. I think everyone does.
Yes.
Yeah, even when it's not your physical voice, you're all still writing parts, and everybody leaves a little bit of themselves in somebody else's thing.
Exactly. We're all invested in all of them equally, I think.
Yeah. The democracy of it all is like a side effect of the collaborative process.
Well said.
Thank you. how long have you been working on Earthbound, this one that came out? Because you had one, was it 2021, the previous one?
That was Broken Rainbows, yeah. I think we took 2.5 years or something again to make another one. Something like that has been the pace lately, two or three years.
It was ready in early 2025.
Yeah, it
takes a while for a label to put something out for you.
Yeah.
You know, you deliver it in February and it doesn't come out until August.
Looking at timelines of when records used to come out, like way back in the day, like you'd finish a record in like June and it was out late July is absolutely insane to think about now.
Yeah.
If you're doing real DIY stuff, you can still do that. You could get it out tomorrow if you wanted to, but
Obviously it's like, you know, record plants, you know, the backlog at record plants, there's a demand, especially if you're pressing vinyl, you know, it's you know, you got to get in the queue a little bit, and there didn't used to be a queue. So much.
Yeah. So. Thankfully, we have some good ones floating around our way. Music Hall in Columbus does that, right? Yeah, am I mistaken?
Yeah, we've pressed records there. We've definitely pressed records there.
Yeah. Music Hall and Smash Plastic up in Chicago. And You know, I mean, thankfully there's more and more opening up every day that are doing good vinyl. So
yeah, you can finally get new machines now. That's the big bottleneck has finally started to open up a little bit. Jerry, I wanted to ask you about this guitar that nobody else can see except the five of us, because I have never seen a Jazzmaster that looks like that. For the listeners at home, can you tell me about
this? We're entering the gear talk
section. Yeah, entering the gear talk section. Yeah, I saw it and I had to ask you about it. I've never seen one that looks like that. That's fascinating.
They did a reissue thing. Fender does reissues from time to time, and this one just has three like gold foil pickups, and it's snazzy, and it's you know, the tortoise shell and gold, and you know, I sort of rigged it, and I didn't like it. Has a Bigsby on it,
Not the usual one for,
and I didn't like it. It was always getting in the way, and so I ripped it off. And and so, no, it's nice. It's, you know, I never had a Jazzmaster, I think, or
I
Jaguar.
Still do.
Yeah, and I always used to, you know, see it in the corner, like, oh, that looks so cool. And I have a Mustang, I think, and but it was just nice, and it plays really well, and it's pretty. You know, Jazzmasters have a lot of quirks to them, and you know, you can see all kinds of stuff on Instagram if you want to waste time about Jazzmasters and Jazzmaster setup and how finicky they are, and the necks and the bridges. And this one's been remarkably sturdy, and I enjoy playing it. It's fun. It sounds fairly good. And like, I mean, Jake and I try to, you know, if one of us is playing kind of like a solid body guitar, he plays a nice old Gibson 335. And so we get kind of a variance in tones a little bit, you know, it's just kind of switching it up so we're not both banging away on guitars that sound exactly the same and that sort of thing. And so this concludes the gear talk.
Yeah, I don't normally get super into gear on this show, although I, you know, I'm sure there's some people that would love if that's all we talked about.
Right,
but
right.
I had to ask you at least.
No. I appreciate asking. I really like it, and it's a pretty guitar, and you can do lots of, you know, variations on it and use the pickups in crazy ways and stuff. So it's fun.
All of you, credits wise, have multiple things under your belts across. What you're doing, is this an instrument swappy band? Are we hopping around?
We used to swap instruments, and it got really annoying, I think, to the people who were watching us, because it took so long to trade off. And so I think we all just decide now, live, we're going to stick with our original, you know, what our number one instrument is, and not switch off live. But in the recording process, we definitely switch off, you know.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
If you got time,
yeah,
then why not do it?
And if somebody's got a really good part and they're keen on playing it, you know, why not let them?
Yeah, easier than teaching somebody else the part and
exactly.
Hoping for the best.
Yeah.
Will you be the normal setup, all electric, later this evening?
Definitely. Yep. Two guitars, bass and drums. And Greg's playing, for your listeners at home or in the car, Greg's playing. What do you call that thing, Greg?
Well, it's called a cajon, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a rumba box too. I saw someone playing one once, and I thought I could make that out of wood, and so I did.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a percussion degree, so I've spent a lot of time sitting on cajons, amongst many other things. But now I'm just stand here, and that's okay. Can I hear one more?
Of course.
From y'all?
Sure.
If you don't mind. Yeah. And I'll get who's got the lead vocal all situated here.
Ted's going to sing this one.
Yeah, this one's called Long Gone. It's also on Earthbound.
One more live one from Moviola here on Midday Music. Thank you for listening.
Time hit hard back again, going down this lonesome road. Well, we're locked on, drag us to the end. Bring it on, we break and bend, and it's long gone on. We'll get back down, we'll do it again, and it's long gone on. again. Send it out, it comes back, my friend. Pour it on and we do it again. And it's long gone on. We'll get back down, we do it again. And it's long gone on. Long gone, gone. Long gone on. Well, we're losing time. Imagine that back here again. Well, give me five, drag us to the end. And meet us there, it's just what you said. And it's long gone on. We'll get back down, we'll do it again. And it's long gone on. Long gone, gone. Long gone on. Well, we're losing time.
More from Moviola here on WYSO and Novaphonic.fm. All the songs you heard today available on their new album, Earthbound, out right now. What does Earthbound mean for the four of you?
It's the name of a track that I wrote, a song called Earthbound, and I can't remember exactly how we landed on that as the title, but the song I was thinking about a lot of stuff about being grounded, that kind of, I was trying to figure out exploring that idea of a way to talk about ground, being a grounded person or whatever. And if you get ungrounded, maybe, you could be coming back earthbound. It could be a crash landing. It could be a getting grounded. It could be a going to the grave. That I just liked the idea, and then we expanded on it once it became the record title. I think it took on more meaning,
Yeah, something to keep you level in some way.
Yeah, it's something I've been thinking about a lot at this age.
And we all are earthbound. I mean, there's no getting past that. Like, no matter who wants to go to Mars, we're earthbound, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Peace be it.
Yeah, it's a humility thing.
Yeah. Has it been the same group of you for the whole timeline of this band?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it started out with Jake and I and some other person, and then Jerry and Scotty quickly joined, and then Greg joined quickly after that, and everyone's been in it longer than they haven't been in it. Yeah. So
it's same lineup for over 25 years.
Yeah.
That's no small feat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just speaks to the fact that we're friends. We're friends whether or not we were in a band. I mean, being in a band is an awesome extension of being friends, and being friends allows us to be somewhat if somebody has a part, it's like play it this way or whatever, whereas you might be in a band, band relationships are weird.
They're very weird.
You can tiptoe around giving criticism or whatever, and I think we've been in a band so long and we've been friends for a long time that we dispense with that stuff right away, and it just contributes to the richness of the experience. And the longer we go on and the older we get, we realize it's really is a rare thing, and that, bands come and go, but bands that stick around for a long time, as long as we have, granted not doing it in fifth gear, all the time, it's a really special thing.
Yep.
Well, I think you can hear it too when everybody in the group really sees each other and tries their best to make it all work and actually wants to have a relationship with the rest of the group. It's definitely much easier that way.
Yeah,
I would say.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah.
More fun.
Yeah, I would agree. It's, yeah, tough band relations are for folks that don't play music. It's unfortunately more common than you might think, but it's a lot easier when we all just, you know, get along, and much like other things, we all just are friends. That's much more fun. Makes everything a lot easier.
And you develop a shorthand, and you know who's good at what, and who would be good to do this part, and you know, oh, we need a high vocal here. Ted does those really well. Like, let's just, you know, and you get to know quicker people's strengths and weaknesses, and you just get on with it, and it's you know, it's really fun when you have that ability, but you also retain room for, like, you know, creativity or just things, happy accidents to happen and things like that.
Yeah. Well, I can tell from not just the record, but from you all playing here, you certainly have a good handle on that. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Evan.
So you're playing this evening at Blind Bob's out in Dayton. Finally, coming back to Dayton, or have you ever played in Dayton?
No.
Oh wow! First time. Dayton debut.
It is.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Playing with Motion Club, who are from right here in Yellow Springs, and a solo performance from Neo American Pioneers. Do you know?
Fella's name is Billy. I think it's Billy Swayze is his last name. And he's just going to do a solo set, I think, opening up. Yeah.
Getting a confirmation from music director Juliet Frumhold, who knows that band very well.
Okay.
Getting the thumbs up. I was going to say, I don't think I've ever seen a solo Neo American Pioneers before. They're usually quite a group. So a more intimate performance from them on the Blind Bob stage later this evening. You have other stuff coming down the road, it seems?
Yeah, well, this weekend we're going, after tonight, we go down to Cincinnati tomorrow to play with Wussy.
Yeah.
Just a duo config, and Nervous Verbs, who I believe is Mike Montgomery. And then Saturday night up in Cleveland with some old friends of ours, Ron House is a friend of ours in Columbus, was in a number of bands, Great Plains and Thomas Jefferson, and then Obnox, which is Bim Thomas, or Lamont Thomas. We've known Bim for many, many years. He used to live in Columbus. And then after that, we're going to go in February to do some East Coast dates, so New York and Brattleboro, Vermont, and Boston and Kingston, New York. And then in 2026, beyond that, we're hoping maybe even to get to the West Coast. So, yeah. Big things in store.
Fantastic. Having bandmates based in other places, too, makes it it's a good way to get some gigs out of town.
It does. Definitely. It definitely does. And have a place to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
That's not, yeah.
Yeah, especially when the other thing that becomes more complicated with the number of people in the band increases, finding a place to stay that's not untold sums of money becomes very difficult.
Right.
Where are you playing in Kingston? Just out of curiosity.
What is it? It's called Tubby's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tubby's is the best. Yeah.
That's where the label that put out our record, Dromedary, is based in Kingston. And so he has a good relationship with the club and asked us if we wanted to play there. And we were like, heck yeah. So,
and we're playing with our label mates, Sleepyhead. Don't know if you've ever heard that band before,
but
they're worth checking out.
Fantastic.
Sleepyhead from Boston.
Folks listening, if you ever find yourself in the Hudson Valley in New York, which is a beautiful place you should go to anyway, make a stop at Tubby's because you'll see some great music basically anytime you're there in such a small room. I think maybe only about the size of the room that you, the band, are in now.
Not even, maybe.
Yeah, people play in there that have absolutely no business playing in a room that small because the place is very cool and run by nice people. We have some places like that around here ourselves. So go explore the musical hotspots around the country if you have some time, folks. But I would highly recommend you go to Blind Bob's later this evening at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
To see From here in our little corner of the world, Motion Club, and a solo performance from Neo-American Pioneers, and our guest today, Moviola from Columbus. If the folks want to keep up with what you're up to, especially if they're out and about, where's the best place to do that?
Oh, gosh. We, you know, on the Instagram seems to be where we put a lot of stuff. It's just Moviola Music, at Moviola Music on Instagram and Facebook. We have a Facebook page and website, moviolamusic.com.
Yes.
Right? And yeah, I mean,
we're Bandcamp.
Sure. Yeah. All of our back catalog is on Bandcamp at moviolamusic.bandcamp.com. And you know, we're trying to you know, post as much as we can and let folks know. And you know, there's a small but you know, friendly audience of folks that you know, follow along, so that's great.
Where are you playing in Cincinnati tomorrow, by the way? We have a lot of Cincinnati folks.
We're playing
listening
the Comet.
Oh yeah.
So you come down, get a burrito. Come listen to some great music.
We're big fans of the Comet here.
Yeah,
Lung was here last night, and I think Daisy, the drummer in Lung, still books at the Comet, getting a thumbs up from Juliet for confirmation. I could use you more here just to answer my questions that I have during the interview. That'd be great. All sorts of folks you hear across this radio station playing all sorts of places. Go see live music, folks, especially tonight at Blind Bob's. Jake, Ted, Greg, and Jerry, thank you so much for stopping by. Is there a studio cut we could go out on, maybe just to get one more little
the first track off of the new record is it's a wonderfully inspiring track.
Let's give it a spin. Short and sweet, like we're used to here in here in Dayton from back in the day, from their new one Earthbound. You've heard live versions of some of them just in this past hour. Here's one more in the recorded form from Moviola. This is a Dark Cloud. Thank you all so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks, Owen.
Here's Moviola one more time on Midday Music.